Second Perek of Mikvayos, Third Mishnah. Safek Mayim Shufim Shetira Chachamim. A Safek of water that was drawn, which is Mayim Shufim, which Chachamim were Mata this Safek. But we're assuming Mayim Shufim is only Psul Dirabana. So there's a discussion with it that is referring to whether the entire thing was Shufim or only three Lugim of it was Shufim. Some say that the whole thing is Shuvim, it's possible to Raisa. But when a minority was Shuvim, it's only possible to Rabbanan. Therefore, if it's a Safik, it is Tahar. What's an example? Safik Nafla, Safik Nafla. It's a Safik if these Mayim Shuvim fell into the Mikvah. Now, what Mikvah, once it has a full 40 Sol, even if Mayim, there's a full amount of sheer amount of the Mikvah, then all the water in the world won't pass it. But here we're talking about it didn't have the 40 Sol, and we have a Safik if these Mayim Shuvim fell into it. I feel enough. We know for sure three lugim of mayim shuvim water fell into it. We're not sure if the mikveh had abam sel. Once the mikveh had the full 40 sel, we don't care if the shuvim fell into it, but we don't know if it did. One had the full abam sel, one did not. No, for these three lugim of mayim shuvim fell into echad mehem. Why? Safek istam b'nei sheyish b'mal yitle. He could always be toilem that it fell in the one that had the abayim so and didn't pass anything. But oh, you shneim chusim abayim so. If both mikvahs were less than 40 so, in which case, if this mayim shuvim fell into one of the two, it will pass it. If it fell into one of them, it doesn't know which one. Then sveikut tamei she'ein loy b'mayitle. He doesn't know what to how to be told. In other words, even if it's something to rabbanan, but we know for sure that one of them is tamei. We just don't know which. So we can't be matam both of them, because that's definitely not true. So therefore we have to be machmeh, the matam of both.